Welcome to the New York State Education Department's 2009 Operational Scoring for Mathematics. My name is Terry Rabein, and this audio section covers the scoring of question 39 found in Grade 8, Book 3 of the March 2009 New York State Mathematics Test. We'll first go over question 39 and its rubric, and then we'll move on to the guide papers, which are sample papers demonstrating the score points and which responses are acceptable and which are not. The guide papers were chosen out of field test papers by a range-finding committee consisting of education professionals and were then approved by the State Education Department. Through the process of range-finding, New York State teachers and the State Education Department collaborate to create mathematically sound scoring standards while adhering to the scoring policies for the testing program. Before we move on to the guide papers, please turn to page 43 of the Grade 8 Scoring Guide, and we'll go over question 39. In this question, the student is given a diagram and is asked if angle 3 is congruent to angle 1. The student is then asked to explain the answer and to give the correct measure of angle 3. The highest score point a student can receive for this question is 2. Let's turn to the next page and review the exemplary response for this question. The complete and correct response states that angle 3 and angle 1 are not congruent since the two angles are supplementary and angle 1 is an obtuse angle which equals 100 degrees. Therefore, angle 3 measures 80 degrees. Any other valid response would also be accepted. At this point, I'd like to encourage you to take plenty of notes in your scoring guides. Mark them in any way that is helpful to you, as these guides are yours to keep. We encourage you to use them throughout the scoring project and as a reference tool during live scoring. We've found that scorers who take extensive notes during scorer training learn the rubric faster and are more consistent in their scoring. Please also note that after each guide paper is an annotation explaining why the response received the score it did. Okay, please turn to page 45. Here we find the first guide paper, a score point 2. This response is complete and correct. The student says that angle 1 and angle 3 are not congruent because they are supplementary and equal 180 degrees. Therefore, angle 3 is 80 degrees because angle 1 is 100 degrees and 100 plus 80 equals 180 degrees. Next, we have the second guide paper, which is a score point 1 response. The student explains that the correct measure of angle 3 is 80 degrees, but has not addressed why the angles are not congruent. According to scoring policy number 1, since this is not a show your work question, the work shown in the diagram cannot be scored. Let's move on to the third guide paper, which is a score point 1. In this response, angle 3 and angle 1 are described as not being congruent because angle 3 is an acute angle and angle 1 is obtuse. No measure is given for angle 3. However, the explanation correctly describes the supplementary relationship between the angles. Therefore, this response is sufficient to demonstrate that the student has a partial understanding of the mathematical concepts embodied in the task. The fourth guide paper is a score point 0. The explanation provided is not sufficient, and the answer provided for the measure of angle 3 is incorrect. The fifth and last guide paper for this question is a score point 0. This explanation is completely incorrect and receives no credit. Please take a moment to review these five papers. If you do not understand the score points, please ask your scoring leader to explain the points that are not clear to you. Now let's move on to the practice set book, which is designed to further reinforce the mathematics scoring policies. These papers were also assigned scores by the range-finding committee. There are five practice set papers for question 39 covering a range of student responses. Use the blank answer sheet at the end of the practice set to work your way through the student responses. Assign a score to each paper on the basis of the rubric and the guide papers. You may wish to review the guide papers again before you move on to scoring the practice set. At times, the practice set will require you to refer both to the guide papers and to the two-point rubric. so please keep these out while scoring. At this point, you should pause the audio file while you score the 5 practice set papers for question 39. Then resume the audio file to learn how these papers were scored by the range-finding committee. Please pause the audio file now. Okay, let's review the practice set papers. These papers were specifically chosen to illustrate some of the many ways students responded to this question. Of course, when you get to live scoring, you'll find that many more variations are possible. Nevertheless, these papers give you an idea of what some of the field test responses were like and what key concepts to look for during live scoring. The first practice set paper for this question is Practice Set 56. In this response, the measure of angle 3 is correctly calculated as 80 degrees, and the explanation describes the supplementary relationship of the angles. However, the explanation includes an incorrect mathematical statement. The student writes 100 minus 180, which is incorrect. This response receives a score point 1. Next is Practice Set 57. In this paper, the correct measure of angle 3 is provided. In addition, the explanation that the angles are not congruent because angle 1 is obtuse and angle 3 is acute is accurate. Therefore, this response earns a score point 2. Let's move on to practice set 58. The explanation provided is incorrect, so this response receives a score point 0. In practice set 59, the correct measure of angle 3 is provided. However, the explanation does not specifically address why the angles are not congruent. There is also no reference to the supplementary relationship between the two angles. Therefore, this response is only partially correct and receives a score point 1. Our last practice set for this question is practice set 60. In this response, the student states that the angles are not congruent because angle 3 is not vertical or an alternate exterior angle, which does not address the supplementary relationship between the two angles. In addition, no measure for angle 3 is given. Although some aspects of the task may be correct, it is not sufficient to demonstrate a partial understanding of the mathematical concepts embodied in the task. Therefore, this paper receives a score point 0. We've now reached the end of our practice set. If you're unclear about why a paper was assigned the score it was, discuss it with your team members and replay any portion of the audio file to hear the rationale again. If you still have questions, please consult the Frequently Asked Questions on the State Education Department's website or call the New York State Scoring Helpline for assistance. In addition, the Scoring Leader Book has annotations that clarify the assignment of the score points. Thank you for taking the time to listen to this audio file presentation.